This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's the Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." Well, of course, that's often quoted as the gospel in a nutshell. But you know, the verse says nothing of repentance or obedience to God. Could that mean the true gospel message involves only the believing of facts about Jesus and his death and his resurrection?
Well, it wouldn't even go that far, would it? If we were just going to take the statement, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved," because there's nothing there about his death and there's nothing there about his resurrection. So we have to assume then that when it says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved," it is really shorthand. It's really a cryptic statement that has to embrace everything that is necessary in that kind of believing. True faith includes repentance. It includes believing in the death of Christ as a substitute for sin. It includes believing in the resurrection of Christ. If you believe God raised him from the dead, you will be saved, it says in Romans 10. So we always want to remember that when you take one statement in the Word of God, you have to fill it with all the other things that are part of that statement. And wherever you read something as simple as believe, that word believe has to be invested with everything that Scripture puts in it to make it saving faith.
Thanks, John, and thanks to you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. For more in-depth teaching from Acts, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.